Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can to make all this world seem right. Only
Mr. Platter's bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Way, way, way back.
Can to make.
Welcome back. 1710. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Their Bottom Line Personal, the outstanding twice a month publication, print and electronic. I encourage you to find. I actually have, Sarah, I have Brain Trust members who, when they hear about you being on the show, they talk about how much they and their family love your publication. Don't forget, also, their yearbooks, the Bottom Line Yearbook 2021, is the Women's Guide to Beating Disease. That's a new one. And a bunch of other publications, bottomlineinc.com. Sarah, you wrote an outstanding post this recently to your blog on identifying root causes and how it beats quick fixes. And this is one of the this is an issue that I've been trying to get across to people who I see who don't seem to be able to be productive, is they wind up hitting things with a lick and a promise and getting it out of their way. I call it managing. They manage problems. They don't solve problems. And yet it makes them feel like they're multitaskers, right? They think, well, I got all these things going on. I must be really busy. I'm a multitasker. But the truth is, they should just fix the problem and get it off their plate. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, I think that this is, and you know, I wrote this in response to a lot of what's going on societally with regard to what I'll call virtue signaling and these corporations that are getting on the bandwagon of saying, you know, all, you know, jumping on the issues of the social issues and diversity and all of that, instead of looking to the root problem. You would never just repaint a wall without fixing the leak in your roof.
Right.
Otherwise the wall's just going to be ruined again. And whether it's in business, whether it's in education, whether it's in social justice, you have to get to the root problem, because otherwise you're just putting a Band-Aid on top of it. And, you know, in business, if you've got a supply chain problem, and you know, and you just yell at someone, or you pay extra to get something shipped faster, that's not solving the problem. That you're not, I'm making this up now, that you're not giving instructions adequately upstream so that the manufacturer can produce what they've got the knowledge that they need to be able to produce something properly. In business, to me, honestly, it comes down to communication 9 out of 10 times, where we just are so poor communicating, giving proper instructions, giving proper timing, so that errors occur as a result.
Well,
of that.
I just, one thing, I really think it comes down to attitude, because when I see something malfunctioning, when I see something not performing, I take it on as an enemy. I mean, and I don't mean that in an aggressive way. I just mean that I don't want to make it stop. I want to make it go away. I want to make it be out, that inefficiency. Mm-hmm. I want it out of my life forever. And if it means that I have to take on a little water while I'm fixing it, instead of bailing and getting rid of the water, you know, for the moment. And that's the example I give to people, is if you're on a boat and you got a bilge pump that's broken and you're taking on water, well, you can only bail for so long before you run out of energy, and then you're going to drown. But if you'll take a moment while you're taking on a little water, if you'll take a moment to fix the bilge pump, then you can turn it on and sail away. What do you think?
Well, that's true. And that then comes to corporate culture. And do you have a team that is interested in doing that? And are they motivated to doing that? And do they understand the benefit of it? You know, I've watched through COVID. I've talked about that. I think, like, the service that every company has, not every company, but so many companies have used COVID as an excuse to cut corners in service. And I think that you have to have a workforce that is committed to excellence, that understands, that knows that they have the power to be able to make changes. A lot of times people, they might have the attitude, but they don't necessarily have the power to make a difference. many years ago, we brought in what we call the iPower program, and it was based on the Japanese concept of Kaizen and continuous improvement, which gave empower to everybody to be able to make a difference. So, again, the root cause, right? So you can have the attitude, but do they have the power to be able to implement it? You have to look all along the chain to be able to know that, you know, to be able to fix the problem and to get to the proper fix.
Well, that's really something. And I'll tell you, as you're hiring people, find a way to interview them for problem-solving skills. And I don't mean to be picking on people, but this is not a – in today's workplace, when you're interviewing people, you cannot presume that they have problem-solving skills. You have
Go ahead. Especially younger people. God bless them.
You said it. And I agree with you.
Right. They haven't had to practice it. Their lives are so structured. Their schoolwork is so structured. Their activities are so structured. And if there's any kind of challenge, the parents have come swooping in. They do not know how to function. And I'm not saying everybody, but we have a generation that's been raised.
No, that's right. That's right. I mean, you know, you
be solving their own problem.
When you didn't have play dates and you said go play, your parents said go play, well, you filled in the gaps, right? You went and played, but then you decided to do something else. You did, and you filled in the gaps between those two, and you made the adjustments. If all you have is play dates, you know, somebody else is filling in the gaps.
Well, in every school now, you know, they've got their online system so that parents can check on their kids' homework assignments.
Oh, boy.
And they can monitor it all.
Yeah.
I never monitored it. And I could do it, too, but I never did because then it became my problem, not my kids' problem.
Hold on to that thought. Right back with Sarah Heiner. Bottom Line Inc. is the website, bottomlineinc.com. Sarah Heiner, and I will be right back. I'm Jim Bassett. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.